The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Impact on Oakland teens. KGOA 10's Tiana McLeese joins us live now in Oakland from the school board meeting. Tiana?
John, lots of happy advocates here at the school board meeting tonight, advocates who have heavily supported the school board doing away with willful defiance and involuntary suspension, say it's a subjective policy that has long targeted minority students, and they are extremely happy it no longer exists.
For a young person right now, if you refuse to take your hat off, say, I'm not going to do my homework, the principal can remove you from school for up to 5 days. And that's lost learning time. And the research shows that even just one suspension can make it twice as likely you're going to drop out of school and three times as likely in the same year that you'll end up in our juvenile justice system.
The policy that caused those types of suspensions no longer exists. Public counsel Laura Fair has long fought for doing away with it. She says it will. The new policy doing away with it will take effect July 1st. And recent polling shows that the majority of Oakland voters are heavily in favor of this decision. Live in Oakland, I'm Tiana McLeese, KGOA 10.
Letters are going out to thousands of Bay Area families following what's being called a minor problem with vaccines in the South Bay. Dr. David Quincy with the Palo Alto Medical Foundation says some of the vaccines were chilled too much, which can cut down on their effectiveness.
When a protein is too cold, it changes its nature, and it may not be as effective in generating the immunity that you would expect. Absolutely no safety concern with administering a vaccine that was stored at too cold a temperature.
Now, this happened at a pediatric office in Los Gatos, but the doctor says some vaccine series can be repeated. Attorney General Kamala Harris and UC President Janet Napolitano joining forces today to create new guidelines for handling sexual assaults on college campuses. KGOA 10's Mike Simpson reports.
It's a template that both law enforcement and universities can work off of, so the right information gets to the right people and quickly. That means joint interviews so victims don't have to repeatedly recount what happened, central contacts at crisis and medical centers, and clear instructions for rape kits. Students are entitled to exams at no cost, whether they pursue charges or not.
The death of a 13-year-old boy is driving change within the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Supervisors have given staff until June 16th to come up with a budget and job descriptions for an Office of Citizen Review. It would review all shootings, complaints, and complaints against deputies and the probation department. Andy Lopez was shot and killed by a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy in October of 2013 while he walked with an airsoft pistol built to look like an AK-47 assault rifle. Well, they're at it again in Berkeley, the city council there unanimously approving a so-called right-to-know law requiring cell phone retailers to post warnings about the potential for radiation exposure.
The notices would say that if you hold a cell phone close to your body, you may exceed the federal guidelines for exposure to radiation. Ellie Marks, executive director of the California Brain Tumor Association, says this type of law is necessary.
The problem is that people don't know it.
Marks nearly lost her husband, an avid cell phone user, to brain cancer.
And so what we are doing is taking that language and giving them to people at the point of sale so they can make informed decisions.
San Francisco tried to institute a similar ordinance but recanted after a lawsuit from the wireless industry.
That is KGOA 10's Kristen Haynes. Congress is cracking down on the NSA. Today, the House passing legislation that would end the bulk collection of phone records of Americans.
In its place would be a system that could search data on a case-by-case basis. Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner said the change was needed.
That program is illegal and based on a blatant misinterpretation of the law.
The vote was 338-88 and now goes to the Senate.
That is correspondent John Stolness. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 8:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want on Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Oakland. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. 580 eastbound at Park Boulevard. They're still trying to clear up a 3-4 vehicle accident, at least 3-4 vehicles involved. Some of those were on the right shoulder and some in the left lane. They're having a tough time getting all this towed off. Traffic is, at the moment, crawling from San Pablo Avenue. In Santa Clara, 237 eastbound at North First, a stalled semi finally towed off. Traffic is unwinding very nicely between 101 and 880. Northbound 880, though, is still stop and go from 237 up to Mission Boulevard. Back to the city, traffic stop and go on northbound 101 from Cesar Chavez up to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 on the Skyway there, you're still barely moving at all from 101 up to Fremont. But again, once you get on the Bay Bridge, you're good to go. And in Dixon, watch out on westbound 80 at Milk Farm Road for a truck bed liner apparently laying there in the second lane. Toyota Time Memorial Day sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, plus $2,000 bonus cash on any Prius liftback, Prius C, or Prius V. Don't miss out. Visit your Toyota dealer today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's lose to Boston today, 2-0. Giants now trailing the Astros in Houston, 4-3, bottom of the eighth. And with just over a minute to go in the first quarter, Golden State Warriors trailing the Memphis Grizzlies over at Oracle Arena, 25-15. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Make sure you have your umbrellas by the door. Tomorrow morning when you leave home, you will run into some slick roadways due to scattered showers. The rainfall will be light initially, but could see some brief downpours in the late morning to early afternoon hours. Hang on to the umbrellas, at least for the early morning hours on Friday. Could see a few more showers, and then after that, you can put the umbrellas away.
Because Sandhya has a dry weekend in store for us. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies, 58 degrees in Dublin, 59 in Concord, 58 in Oakland, 57 in San Mateo, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, or you can download our podcasts on iTunes for free. Why would anyone want to pay for a podcast when you get it for free? Or you can stream us at KGORadio.com.
Why buy everywhere. The cow when you can get the podcast for free? Sorry.
Yeah, you get it for free. even better yet, download the app at the App Store, KGO Radio. All right, let's talk about Airbnb because this is a hot topic, and I love Supervisor David Campos's view on this. I am on the same page with him. Good evening, Supervisor. I appreciate you joining me.
Good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Now, Airbnb has been working very, very aggressively to combat all the proposed laws here in San Francisco and California. You know, people like yourself are trying to rein them in, and boy, they don't like it.
No, and you know, the ironic thing is that the law that San Francisco passed, which is a law that we always said wasn't going to work, was a law that Airbnb itself actually wrote. And now they're not, they don't want to follow it. And so what we're doing is basically to say, look, we know that short-term rentals, Airbnb, has a place in San Francisco, but let's have some common sense rules so that we avoid what's happening right now, which is Airbnb is hurting our housing stock. There are thousands of Airbnb units, and we know that many of those units are being rented to tourists when they should be rented to residents of San Francisco.
Absolutely. So, I 100% agree with you. And I have to tell you, we discussed this when this first came around several months ago, back in February, I suppose. And, you know, I said to Heather, I said, you know, here's the thing. We have such an incredible housing shortage, but there are all these millionaires who would simply buy up the 1 and 2 bedroom places and rent them for thousands of dollars a day or a week and, you know, empty out the apartment buildings if they had their way. And we have the housing crisis is, well, you know, it's out of control.
They're doing that. And, you know, let me say this. I'm not against the casual Airbnb user. And there are people who, you know, they do it. They go on vacation. They do it once in a while, a weekend. And that has a place. But what's happening is you have people who are buying entire buildings, entire units, and they have a business that is basically about turning housing stock into short-term rentals. And that's hurting these neighborhoods. And these are people who are making a killing, and Airbnb is basically saying, we can police ourselves, and I'm sorry, but that hasn't worked. It's not going to work. That's why we're simply saying, let's have some common sense rules to regulate this industry.
Okay, so what are the common sense rules that you would like them to abide by?
Well, first of all, since we have limitations in place, can you give us the information? We're going to protect the privacy, but at least give us the addresses and the number of nights for each address so that we know that you're actually following the rules that you put in place. And they have refused to do that in San Francisco. And so far, I have to say, it's unfortunate, but our mayor is going along with them and saying, that's okay, you don't have to give us that. Even though in New York, luckily in New York, the city government and the state government actually subpoenaed and took them to court to do that. The second thing we're saying is if you really are not trying to remove something from housing, how about some limitations on the number of nights that you can do this? I believe the limit should be more like 60 days. In some places, you know, people are saying 90 days. There are places like Santa Monica that are saying zero. But let's have some limitations so that we don't have a situation where we have entire buildings that are being Airbnb when they should be rented to for housing.
Agree. Totally 100%. Again, their idea, and I can tell you what they're saying, and the reason they don't want to give you that information is they're worried other platforms, their competitors, will jump in with the info and take away their business. For instance, the rival site HomeAway or VRBO.
But let's be clear here. You know, you and I, we pay our taxes. We give private confidential information to the government, information which the government protects. We're going to protect that information. And we're simply saying, provide the information that we know we need to enforce the law. I'll tell you, though, they have a lot of political muscle. And what happened in San Francisco is remarkable. For almost a year, the planning department has been saying, we need that information to enforce the law. And then right before the mayor introduced his proposal that doesn't require this information, guess what? The planning department changed course and said, never mind, we didn't mean what we've been saying for the last year. That's the kind of political muscle they have.
That is shocking for Mayor Ed Lee to back down. Boy. Well, so you are suggesting that this become a ballot initiative in November.
Well, I don't want it to become a ballot initiative. I would like for City Hall to do the right thing and implement these regulations. But let's be honest, I don't think that City Hall is going to do the right thing, which is why I think that at the end of the day, the only thing this will be resolved is if we take it to the voters. Because I think that, unfortunately, the Board of Supervisors and the mayor are going to do what Airbnb wants. It's going to take the voters of San Francisco to finally get some common sense in there.
Well, my gut feeling tells me, Supervisor Campos, that if you get this on the ballot, it's going to pass because people know we are in dire straits when it comes to housing in San Francisco. If this were a different city, if it were a different time, if it were different circumstances, maybe we'd be okay with this. But I think 9 out of 10 people probably are scratching their head and say, my God, there's no place to live here. The last thing we need to be doing is renting out the available housing that is here to, you know, people who should be staying in hotels. That's what they're for.
Well, I believe you're right. I think that in the end, that's what Airbnb is afraid of. They're going to spend a lot of money, but I actually think, you know, the thing about San Francisco voters is that they are smart. They know what is real, what isn't. And I am confident that if it gets to the ballot, that the voters will do the right thing. And that's why, at the end of the day, I think that's what it's going to take, because, you know, Airbnb and its investors have spent so much money, you know, donating to political campaigns. Mm-hmm. They have so much influence that I think that it's going to take the voters for the right thing to happen.
Well, they don't care about that. And of course, Airbnb says they contributed $469 million to the city's coffers last year, up from $56 million 3 years earlier. But nonetheless, I don't think, you know, you can dance around the fact that there's no place to live in San Francisco.
No, and let's be clear here. You know, Airbnb is valued at $20 billion. It took them 3 years to pay back the taxes they owe the city, something that you and I do. Every business in San Francisco does it. This corporation believes that it can play by a different set of rules. And you know what? I know that they're important and they should have a role in the life of the city, but they should play by the rules the same way that you and I do, the same way that every business has survived. Playing by the rules. They're special, but we're all special, and we still have to pay our taxes, and we still have to follow the law.
Thank you very much, Supervisor David Campos. I hope you get your way, and I hope we work things out. If not, we will go to the polls. And I
thank
wish
you very much.
Wish you a good evening. Thank you, and have a great rest of the week. All right, we will take a break, and we'll continue. 808-0810. People have strong opinions about Airbnb. But as I said, you know, housing is so tight here, and there are people throwing around so much money, just pushing people out. It's shocking, and something has to be done, and I think he's walking down the right path. So if we need to go to the ballot, then that's what we'll do. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
Here's 49ers right guard, Alex the Rhino Boone, on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe Green Bay? Green Bay drives me crazy!
Are your glasses and contact lenses driving you crazy? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver. Because now, if you complete all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision. Boo!
ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I support folks having the ability to rent their homes for short-term vacation rentals, but big corporations can't choose the laws they want to abide by and the laws that they don't. And we're talking about Airbnb. And we're going to follow it up now. Thank you to Supervisor David Campos, who just spoke to us from the San Francisco point of view. We welcome to the show Senator Mike McGuire, and he's in District 2, which is the Golden Gate, all the way up to the Oregon border. Thank you very much for joining me, Senator. I do appreciate it.
Hey. What's going on, Drex? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I think that maybe you'll have a little bit of different spin on Airbnb. We are so tight for housing here, Senator, in San Francisco and the immediate Bay Area, where for every 1,000 people who move into the city or would like to, there's only 73 units available. So Airbnb is not doing, in my personal opinion, and I think the opinion of a lot of people, a great favor.
Look, it's whether it's Airbnb, vacation rental by owner, or homestay, there is no argument against the fact that it has made rental markets compacted, particularly in urban centers across the state of California.
Yes.
As we've seen in San Francisco, Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, just like San Francisco, entire apartment buildings are being purchased and then transition into impromptu hotels. We're seeing this in New York City, in the city of Malibu, in Venice Beach. Out of 1,600 units that are vacation rentals, only 200 of those actually have their owners living in the home. So absolutely right. The rental market, which is already tight along the coast in California, has grown even tighter with vacation rentals now popping up in both urban and rural areas.
I just want to be honest. If I came to San Francisco and I was a newbie and I had hundreds of millions of dollars in my pocket, I would say to myself, let's do this. Let's buy lots of buildings and turn them into Airbnbs because we're going to turn hundreds into billions. So I get why they would do it, but I also understand why it needs to be regulated and there has to be a tip. There is an absolute tipping point.
Well, and I think that's the piece, right, is the business of home sharing has really evolved from its roots of couch surfing. It is a multi-billion-dollar business.
Yes.
Airbnb alone is worth $22 billion. And my time on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, I saw the impact that vacation rentals had on the rental market, but also within neighborhoods. And I support vacation rentals, but we also need to be able to bring balance to this growing industry. And what our bill would do, Senate Bill 593, is make online vacation rental businesses follow local laws just like the rest of us. So in a
Well, that means disclose detailed information, and they don't want to do that, as I was talking to Supervisor David Campos.
Absolutely. And so here's the deal. In this bill that we're bringing forward, it would require each of the vacation rental companies to be able to disclose the home business address, the number of room nights, and the room rate. And here's why we went there. One, it's already within the terms of service for many of the vacation rental platforms, including HomeAway and Airbnb and Vacation Rental by Owner, that says at their discretion, the host authorizes the platform to provide information to local governments, including the home business address, as well as guest information. Now, we've excluded that in the bill, I don't think that the state or the local entity needs to see guest information, but we do need to be able to see the home business address, number of room nights, as well as room rate. And here's the other deal. Thousands of Californians are already paying their taxes and disclosing this information. This is why we need to be able to give San Francisco and Malibu and Los Angeles and Healdsburg the information they need to be able to enforce the local laws. And that's where my frustration came in as a member of the Board of Supervisors in Sonoma County. We called Airbnb. Our legal counsel sent letters to Airbnb. They never responded.
Oh,
we
my.
Heard from Garen Allgrath, who is the mayor of West Hollywood today. They've asked for this information. They're not providing it, and they don't want to provide it because, frankly, it will hurt their business platform.
Well, as Supervisor Campos said, and I think you're probably on board with him, then let's legislate it. Put it on the ballot. Let's have an initiative.
Well, and I think that's why we're bringing forward this statewide solution. And this statewide solution simply enforces the local laws that are already on the books. And that's where my frustration is. These laws are on the books in 431 cities and 56 out of 58 counties, and they're not being abided by. So a corporation comes in, does business, despite the fact that a law says you can't have a vacation rental, or two, you have to collect the bed tax. And both simply aren't happening.
Yes, and we're a little shocked, and I was shocked to hear Supervisor Campos say that Mayor Ed Lee walked back from this. Yeah, that's a little disappointing to me. I don't know exactly where he stands on this issue, but I'm with the supervisor.
You know, I'm not sure either. But look, right now in the privacy terms of Airbnb, their language states that they can track behavior of their hosts. They can track behavior of the individuals that are going onto the website, and they will even make the information available to their business partners. And they're already tracking that information. That is a privacy breach. What this information would do, it would give cities like San Francisco the knowledge and the data they need to be able to enforce their local law. Same thing with Los Angeles and San Jose and Portland and Chicago. And by the way, if you're already paying your tax, you have to fill out a 1099-K form anyway. And you're already providing that information to the federal government. We need to make sure that local cities and counties have the tools they need to enforce their laws. And I heard today from a representative of Airbnb that this bill could potentially put them out of business in communities that don't allow vacation.
Oh, please. I mean,
how so?
No.
I mean,
they don't even respond to your phone calls and the others who inquire. I'm not buying that. Look, I think that this is a fantastic idea. You know, it was something that from a business model, someone thought of, and it's absolutely brilliant. However, unfortunately, it has grown into a monster.
And that's where I come from, right? Vacation rentals are here to stay, quite frankly. And we're seeing consumers demand the ability to be able to have a vacation rental for both business and leisure travel. But what we need right now is balance. And every industry sees this growth and sees challenges associated with a growing industry. That's why we need to be able to bring balance and, frankly, uphold the local laws. And that's where I continue to feel frustrated. These laws have already been on the books.
Right.
They need to do right by the communities in which they are.
Well, and it's up to the individuals also.
Business.
And unfortunately, this is already happening in San Francisco. We are encouraged to rat out our neighbors. And by the way, why not? You know, I mean, there's a lot of nosy Nancy's in buildings, and I wouldn't mind being one. If somebody's not abiding by the rules, you turn them in. Simple as that.
That's why we need to be able to see a statewide solution, because frankly, these platforms are not following the local laws, and all cities and counties need in the state of California is a little help. And we believe this legislation will help them enforce their local laws by providing them the basic data they need to be able to, one, enforce the law and use their code enforcement to ensure the law is being followed, or two, collect the bed tax. San Francisco, in bed tax revenue from hotels, it's $600 million a year. $600 million a year from hotels. It's estimated Airbnb would generate additional $25 million. And What that means is safer streets, better parks, smoother streets, community centers and libraries. These dollars are invested in the communities that the sharing economy is pushing and to be able to bring visitors into. And frankly, we need to reinvest and share some of that wealth with the services that those visitors are using.
Senator Mike McGuire, a Democrat from District 2, Golden Gate up to the Oregon border. Thank you very much for talking to me, Senator. Have a great evening.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, and a good rest of the week. All right, we must break, and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
Porn and video game addictions are leading to a masculinity crisis, says Stanford Prison Experiment psychologist. We'll discuss it coming up here. But first, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour. Just two cars remain on the tracks in Philadelphia tonight where an Amtrak train derailed 24 hours ago. The train was moving too fast, an estimated 106 miles an hour when it jumped the tracks, killing seven people, more than 200 injured, at least two are missing. A man identified as Brandon Boshton was the engineer at the controls, says correspondent Renee Marsh.
We know that he was injured. He did receive medical attention, but we heard from the NTSB. They have not had the opportunity to interview him yet, and they do want that.
Now, at 106 miles an hour, that train was traveling at twice the speed allowed on that stretch of track. NTSB investigator Robert Zumwalt says advanced track technology could have slowed down that train.
ACES is installed throughout most of the Northeast Corridor for Amtrak. However, it is not installed for this area where the accident occurred, where the derailment occurred.
A federal jury in Boston today wrapped up its first day of deliberations in the sentencing phase of convicted Boston bomber Johart Tsarnaev. The jury must decide whether he is executed for the deadly 2013 attack or spent the rest of his life in prison. New developments tonight in the San Francisco Police Department text messaging scandal. One of the officers is fighting back, filing a claim against the city. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports.
San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr wants to fire Officer Rain Daugherty, but he's filing a claim saying the statute of limitations is up. In the claim, Daugherty says the department knew of the messaging for 2 years, but waited to do anything about it until January of this year. The claim says under the Peace Officers Bill of Rights, the department has only 1 year to investigate and dole out discipline. Daugherty is one of 8 officers accused of sending the text, and Chief Suhr has recommended all be let go.
The Art Institute of California, San Francisco is settling a lawsuit over deceptive marketing practices. Deputy City Attorney Molly Lee says a 2-year investigation found the school did not give students their money's worth.
It convinced students to enroll by inflating job placement figures, and it also understated the cost and the time that it would take for students to complete their degree program.
Consequently, many students left school with 6-figure debts and no job prospects. Lee says Education Management Corporation, which runs the Art Institute, has paid the city nearly $2 million for student rebates. Federal regulators today calling on nuclear power plants in California and Washington to do more research into the threat of earthquakes. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission singling out the Diablo Canyon reactors near San Luis Obispo and the Columbia Generation Station in Washington. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at QBSelfEmployed.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
It all started with an ice axe. An Austrian Akedem Pikel, to be precise. Just the thing Mary and Lloyd Anderson needed to summit Mount Rainier back in 1938. And what brought their group of friends together to form a co-op called REI. 77 years later, we're still a co-op. And we still search for the best deals on the best outdoor gear around. The REI anniversary sale celebrates our history. And with up to 30% off May 15th through the 25th, you'll find just what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
We are coming up on 8:35 here on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. In Pleasanton, 580 westbound, construction is causing some slowdowns between Airway Boulevard and Fallon Road. In the city, northbound 101 is getting better slowly, but it's still stop and go from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. And eastbound 80 is finally starting to loosen up a little bit, but it's still stop and go from 101 to Fremont, which has improved from being almost stopped. Also in Fremont, 680 northbound, a hazard here at Mission Boulevard. Don't know what's causing it yet, but there's a lot of water running down the ramp and pooling at the bottom. So it's about 6 inches deep down there, and CHP's concerned that that's going to cause a traffic collision. In Windsor, southbound 101 at Shiloh Road, you got a solo vehicle accident there facing the wrong way in the slow lane. Your Northern California Honda dealer's race to save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants lose tonight. The Golden State Warriors bouncing back yet again after trailing 25-15. The Dubs up 46-37 with just over 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Expect a wet morning commute. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
As we head into the latter part of the morning and early afternoon, we may actually see some brief downpours. We are expecting a chance of thunder as well, so don't be surprised if there's some small hail accompanying those thunderstorms. Between Thursday and Friday morning, our wettest spots could get half an inch to an inch of rain.
And if you're headed to the Sierra, bring chains. There is a winter storm warning in effect from 11 tomorrow morning until 5 a.m. Friday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 56 degrees in Dublin. It's 57 in Santa Rosa, 56 in San Mateo, 53 in Santa Cruz, 61 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show along with the Heather Program, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com, or you can download the podcast for free on iTunes. Why would you pay for a podcast? It's free.
Man, that better be some good stuff if you are. It better be curing cancer and stuff.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, you know, people say, well, you know, Drex, it's like, I like to listen to you guys on the app, which is great because it's in stereo. And it's the same thing with the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Our voices sound better in stereo.
I guess. All right. This is a very, very interesting story. And I've invited John Lobertini to come in here and join me for this.
because he's got a special take on it.
Well, sure he does. And I appreciate that. So a leading psychologist has warned that young men are facing a crisis of masculinity due to excessive use of video games and pornography. And we will talk to this gentleman eventually, but yeah, he's overseas.
The actual study, but you and I discussed this as a theory months ago.
Yes. And I thought, well, it was released yesterday. Let's chat about it today. Mm-hmm. Psychologist and professor from Stanford University, Philip Zimbardo, has made warnings, which form a major part of his latest book, Man Disconnected. And he did this interview with the BBC World Services over the weekend. And he spoke about the results of his study, an in-depth look at the lives of 20,000 young men and their relationships with video games and porno. He said, our focus is on young men who play video games to excess, and they do it in isolation. So, yeah, they're alone in their room. Now, with freely available pornography, which is unique in history, they are combining playing video games and, as a break, watching on average at least two hours of pornography a week. And he said there is a crisis now amongst young men, a high number of whom are experiencing a new form of addiction to excess with excessive use of pornography and video games. And I mean, he even talks about porn-induced erectile dysfunction. And these are in young boys, young men.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll take it one step further. There is a culture called furry. They have furry conventions. And it is a formal gathering of members of the furry fandom, people who are interested in the concept of fictional non-human characters with human characteristics.
Sure.
I mean, that's how
Miley started that, I think. Jumped on board.
Good for her. But the point is that these things are heavily attended.
Yes.
And these kids, I would argue, I've got a son that plays video games, and I see the kids that come over to the house. And quite honestly, when I was their age, I was out meeting young ladies. Mm-hmm. But those guys are more interested in playing video games. And some of them, I'm not sure. I think it stunts their emotional development, obviously, but I think it stunts them sexually. And to what you speak to here and on this subject, it stunts their growth as men. I wouldn't say it snuffs out their masculinity, but there comes a point. I mean, you really notice the difference.
This study is this phenomenon called porn-induced erectile dysfunction. Young boys who should be very viral. Viral, viral.
Thank you, Heather.
Yes, it's viral and it went viral. Are now having problems getting erections, this, that, and the other. And you know what? This is a serious thing. For example, the mindset of the gaming and a pornography-addicted young man. He says, when I'm in class, I wish I was playing World of Warcraft. When I'm with a girl, I wish I was watching pornography because I'll never get rejected. So that becomes the mindset.
I think, first of all, and I will say it stunts their masculinity, that first of all, anytime you're not having human interaction and you're only having interaction with a computer, it's more of this one-way thing because a computer does or doesn't, you know, really talk back to you and or interact with you. And then I think the thing that we brought up months ago was like, look, we learned about sex not from watching two professional actors on TV do it in a way that's not normal, frankly.
Even if it's bad, right.
Yeah, by fumbling around in the dark, experimenting and saying, does that feel good or ouch, get off my hair or whatever it is. It's to where you learn, you know, you get your game up by having actual human interaction.
Well, and as the psychologist is pointing out, where the masculinity crisis comes in is the pure isolation, where mm-hmm. it's virtually 15 hours a day of going back and forth between the video games and porno, which is, let's face it, it's there, it's out there for free, or if you're paying for it,
well,
they don't care, whatever.
I think there's one thing that this guy is missing, is that a lot of these kids are actually connecting on the internet with other kids and playing video games with other kids.
Oh, sure, they're talking to each other all over the world.
But again, it's not, and it doesn't have to be isolation to be a problem. I mean, I would argue that the kids that are all sequestered in their rooms doing that with other kids all over the world, that, you know, that is, you know, equally a problem. But I wouldn't say that those kids are isolated anymore. That might have been true 10 years ago before, you know, all the technology allowed this interconnection. Now they're connecting, but they're still in their rooms. I mean, the image that I'm left with, young couples, I saw a woman maybe through the mall or in a park pushing a stroller down the sidewalk, two kids between her and dad who was playing a video game as he was bringing up the rear.
Right.
And it's like, wow, is that what a portion of our society has to look forward to?
Yeah, be with your family, for crying out loud.
Well, but back to the physicality, of the entire young generation, and especially young men, young boys, and pornography and the relationship with that and the video games. let's face it. I mean, let's just be really honest about this. If you're looking at porno, you can take care of yourself. And as a guy, when it's over, it's over. It might take 3 minutes, it might take 5 minutes, but then it's over and then you're back to the video games. So there's no sense of interaction, as you said, where there had to be interaction in order for you to get to that point. Mm-hmm. You know, you could use, I mean, back in the day, yeah, you used to look at Playboy, Playgirl, or whatever the hell you were looking at, and you could stimulate your own mind and take care of that. But now it's just so easy to click over. It's like, okay, oh, all right, now I'm done with the game. Now I'll do this again. Right, well, all right, now I'm done with the game.
Not
now
only
do, this
do
again.
You not leave yeah. the comfort of your own home, you don't have to get off the couch.
No, or the
it's
bed.
It's insane.
Just stay locked in your room.
Okay, exactly. So we know all of this stuff is happening.
Yeah.
But let's talk about cause and effect. I know a young couple. They have two cute kids. They both make a decent living, but she's raising the kids because he's in front of that video game, playing it on his phone, at home playing the video. Let's go out and do something with kids. No, I'm playing this game.
Bummer.
And that, yeah. And that's what you're getting, is you're getting this generation of boys who can't be men. And the reason, and this, too, why boys are more affected by this than maybe girls are, is the way they're wired. Women have to have human interaction. You've got to talk to other people.
Right, and that's there's just, the whole pheromone just, thing that, going that's on just, and
that
all
is,
of that.
That's
yes.
just a function of being a woman.
Yes, it is. You're rolling your eyes. No, it is true.
Well, but, I mean, it's a function of being a woman. It's, right. I've often argued that if a woman can't vent, if a woman can't talk, it's like breathing. If she can't talk, she suffocates. You know, and then that's why guys get this, you know, you left the cap off the toothpaste and now she wants a divorce. Well, that's not why she wants a divorce. It was something that she stuffed and didn't talk about. But my point is that women have to have human interaction. Men, not so much.
Well, no, they don't. But I can see where this porn-induced erectile dysfunction in young boys.
You see he keeps going back to that?
Right. No. I do because
and you know what they're doing? They're ordering
it.
ED medications online.
Well, it's a vicious cycle.
No, that is a horrific cycle. And, I can see how unhealthy and unsocial it becomes to where when they're with someone of the opposite sex or if they're attracted to the same sex, it doesn't matter either. You know, they're not going to know how to react or it's just not the same as, you know, okay, did it, turn it down, turn it off, back to the game. That's not the way life works.
Well, and I mentioned this convention, these furry conventions. I mean, these guys are dressed up with hats.
This has been going on for decades. Why are you looping it in with teenage boys?
Because this is what's happening.
But don't you think that's just anime and video games?
This is all clustered together now.
I think being a furry is just a fetish.
No. Look, okay. I know all of this is connected. Okay, just trust me.
808-0810 if you want to comment on the furry thing or the fact that, you know, porn and video game addictions are leading to a masculine
crisis. Are young men
yes.
headed toward the whole furry subculture? That's
well,
what
I don't think,
am very
I don't
curious
think
about.
That's where they're going.
Originated in California in the 1980s.
I believe it, yes. It
yeah,
is
I
all
mean,
the rage.
We remember
it's a
that
fattish,
Dr. Phillips but, I mean, but, episode from the 80s, right?
I don't. You must have watched a lot of TV.
Not a lot of Dr. Phil, but that one was hard to miss.
But my point is that even when they get their human interaction, they're doing it vis-a-vis conventions like this where they're all dressed up like video game characters.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think that's all
anime,
about...
Oh, anime, yeah.
Yeah, and that's about having anonymous sex.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're connecting.
Yes, there is some connection.
You found the silver lining.
You mean cosplay.
You know what? This is way over my head. Okay. I, you know, and she clearly tell us, educate us, Heather.
Please, Heather. Yes, I don't know what that is.
So the video game world has these conventions and they do cosplay, which I don't know if there's any sexualization, but if there is, then
well, there's Comic-Con,
good
there's
them.
The furry, you know, all of that.
The furry and the cosplay worlds do not meet, as far as I know, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
they do.
Well, the porn and the video game addictions alone in the bedroom absolutely are colliding. There's no doubt about that. When this psychologist over at Stanford studied 20,000 young men, something's going on.
I'd like to know how he studied them. Did they fill out a form or did they put a camera in the room and watch them? Because that would be the way to do it.
Yeah. For sure.
Or maybe they're spying on them through the computer.
Well, he's in Europe, and we can't wait for him to get back.
Who's the famous scientist from the 60s that did the, not Masters and Johnson, or who am I thinking of?
Yeah.
Is it Masters?
Masters and Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. He actually slept with some of his guinea pigs.
Really? I want to hear more about that.
I want to hear about your furries. Which one are you?
Head's
the cosplay. Yeah. What was that 85 Comic-Con trip really like, Heather?
And what was Dr. Phil dressed up as?
Oh, he wore his regular suit and tie.
Okay. Which is a furry in itself. All right, we've got a break. The Late Night Late Show wrap up on the way on the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters Show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster kid look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate at sleeptrain.com today. Attention type 2 diabetics, listen closely as there is stunning diabetic news that could change your life and your health. Patients are now finding that their medical doctors are having them taken off medications and insulin. You heard that right. Actually reducing and eliminating medications and insulin for type 2 diabetics. A South Bay clinic will reveal the healthcare strategies that are making this stunning trend possible during a free diabetics dinner talk. Some patients agree that emerging clinical applications are safer and more effective than their previous healthcare recommendations. To see if you qualify and to register for this free diabetes dinner talk, call 1-800-406-5554, 1-800-406-5554. Space is extremely limited, so call 1-800-406-5554. Again, to qualify and register, call 1-800-406-5554.
Your home is arguably one of your biggest investments. It's time to take care of that investment with a great deal from Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Call now to take advantage of the May Magic Special, $39 a room. That's it, $39. Call 877-321-0739.
It all started with an ice axe, an Austrian Akedem Pikel, to be precise. Just the thing Mary and Lloyd Anderson needed to summit Mount Rainier back in 1938, and what brought their group of friends together to form a co-op called REI. 77 years later, we're still a co-op, and we still search for the best deals on the best outdoor gear around. The REI Anniversary Sale celebrates our history, and with up to 30% off May 15th through the 25th, you'll find just what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
The International Champions Cup, presented by Guinness, is coming this summer. Experience great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America, July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America, July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss it.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap up. That was a great conversation. Somehow we went from porn and video addiction to furries.
Oh, we were all over
all the
road.
Way around.
It's making me Google things that are really going to get me in trouble. I can't believe the Cumulus servers let me through on that.
Oh, well, as long as you're on the air, they know you're doing research, so you're okay.
Oh, okay.
You can go ahead and look up whatever you want, as long as you're on the radio. If you're in one of the management offices and you're doing that, that's probably a bad thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I've figured out what kind of furry I want to be, so.
What? Really?
Do share. We've solved all the world's problems.
Do share.
I'm a tiger.
Do they have the costumes up there? Do I get to pick?
Oh, let's see.
Well, you want to make, you want to have a furry that's easy to access.
Oh, well, that is the funny thing, is that...
Can I take your tiger by the tail?
Because I think the original furries...
Oh, you just put it on backwards.
You know, they were, like, in huge rabbit suits and stuff like that. Like they look like they should be walking around, you know, Six Flags. But the costumes are getting a little skimpier. In fact, there's furry club once a month, I believe, down at the Stud. And I didn't know this. I was just driving around one weekend night, and I was like, well, look at all the kitties and skunks and squirrels out crossing the street. And then I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, okay, got it.
When I cross the Bay Bridge every night, and I tell you it smells like 1,000 skunks, maybe it is. Maybe they're furries. It's not really marijuana.
Oh, for sure.
And I mean, are skunks.
You want your costume to be as true to life as possible, so I don't know.
That's so much fun.
Oh, boy. Woo.
Okay, well, then now, 808-0810. I'd love to talk to a furry. If I were a little bit younger, I would go just to see what it's like. Mm-hmm. But then you would have to have anonymous sex, and I think that would be weird.
Well, I think furry sex is always kind of like today was. A dry hump day. It didn't rain, and it's Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about our picture day. Today was class picture day.
Oh, and then there's
for everybody at KGO. Did you put our picture up there with Ron Owens and Chip Franklin?
Oh, I didn't do us yet. I put the picture of you guys getting your picture taken up.
Oh, okay. On KGO's Facebook.
In and of itself.
And you
I
could
think so.
Tweet that at Generation
oh
Directs.
I'm having a social media meltdown. Instagram, Twitter, KGO Radio.
It really is. It becomes overwhelming.
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you this because you do it so much. This is a great question. And by the way, and I'm going to give you a great
factoid. It's like our interview last night about turning stress into a good thing. I've got it all handled.
Well, so, you know, there is this study, and I will find it, but I don't really need to. You spend almost a full day online each week. The average person spends 27 and a half hours a week online.
We have that other listicle that we're going to get to about five horrible habits you need to stop right now.
Oh,
so
sure.
So just stay
sure.
tuned and you'll see how this plays in.
Okay. And the average person uses the internet 20 and a half hours a week. That's almost an entire day online. It's also up from the average of 10 hours a week just back in 2005. People under 24 use it even more. So, so back to my question, which I was going to ask you. Because we are so internet and social media connected with this show and this radio station. You can go to the KGO radio page and you can see, you know, Ron and myself and Chip having our picture at school today. But nonetheless, where do you find yourself in your own social media world? Is it kind of like, you know, I've had enough handling everything else?
Yeah, I'm just focused on us and the station. So
because I think that probably people in Silicon Valley and who work in tech might be so overwhelmed by that's what they do all day. I wonder if they still tend to their own accounts.
Oh, that is such a good question.
Yeah.
I'm sure younger people do just because they have like the mental capacity and energy.
Right.
But for me right now, like my side persona of H-bomb, it's like, oh, forget about her. It's all about Drex and Heather.
That's what I thought. Well, that's a good place to be. All right,
yeah.
we will continue with the late night, late show wrap up, and we'll get to the president and five naughty things that what is it? Five naughty things you need to fix right now. We have
horrible
a lot of
things you should stop
horrible
doing
things
right
you
now.
Should fix. The president was on a Letterman show last night, and something really funny happened with Paul Schaefer. And then I want to talk about the Empire creator Lee Daniels supports reverse racism in the writers' room. Very interesting stuff.
Oh,
good stuff coming up on the Late Night Late Show wrap up on KGO 810.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, Just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour training class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at veinspec.com and schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, select dress shirts are just $49.50 each when you buy two or more.
News, traffic, weather, sports, plus the latest financial updates. Get it all right here on the Bay Area's news and information station, KGO 810.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, the comeback and the Golden State Warriors. It's halftime of Game 5 of the NBA playoffs over at Oracle Arena in Oakland, and the Golden State Warriors make...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.